Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
So you either are growing or you're dying, and most people don't think you're growing much with anybody else, so you want to see Shedeur Sanders and you want to see Dylan Gabriel. Mostly you want to see Shedeur Sanders. That's fine. That's fine. I can understand that. I like interest. I'm a carnival barker. I like trying to get people interested in things. I dig it. But just so you know, it's completely irresponsible. I agree with Daryl 100%. I made that argument at 7 o'clock. It's just irresponsible. I love Herm Edwards. Great guest. Was a very good NFL football coach. It's just irresponsible to say, yeah, you got those rookies. Play those rookies. No.
Yeah, I don't think a coach, especially one that, you know, look at the odds. Look at the odds from the hot seat perspective. I don't think any coach is doing that. My whole point was, what if it's undeniable? Now, do I think it's going to be undeniable with Shedeur? Not really. I'm excited about him. I am. Kenny, I'm warming up. You know, we got 6 more weeks before training camp now. And I think, you know, you were getting eye rolls from me 3 weeks ago. All right, as we get closer, there will be some genuine excitement, especially when we get to see what he's made of, when guys are actually chasing him. See, that is what's going to get me really hot and bothered. That's the stuff that's going to be fun. And then come talk to me if he looks that good then. And if it looks leaps and bounds better than everybody else, then may start to change your perspective as well.
I'm going to get back to a different part of this coming up at 9 o'clock. Also, Cleveland actually might be too successful to bring this to their city, to our city. That coming up at 9:22 this morning. So I won't make any moves with the Cavs. I won't do it. Not right now. I haven't gotten anything that's realistic. There is stories being written now that do involve several teams and Kevin Durant. I still don't know how realistic that is. Now, my reasoning for it is because Matt Ishbia despises Dan Gilbert and isn't going to want to help out Dan
Probably
Gilbert.
Probably won't do business with him and vice versa.
I don't want to besmirch Jordan Knott. I'm sure he's going to be a good basketball coach, but I wonder if that's half the reason they hired the guy, because the two guys that were finalists for the job were Cavs guys. So who the hell knows what's going on out there? I hear more from the Ishbias than I do anything else on the other side. So it seems that it might just be a one-sided argument there with those guys. Anyway, Kevin Durant, it's been conversations where teams have expressed interest, courtesy of Shams Charania. Houston, San Antonio, Miami, Minnesota, New York. I think some other people have predicted that he will end up with the San Antonio Spurs by the time the new league year starts in the NBA. Anthony, Kevin Durant comes with his own set of issues, yep, conversations. Oh, yeah. Some of them, I think, are a lot overblown. I used to be a guy who goes, man, this guy's nuts. Why are these arguing with 14-year-olds on social media? I think he's nuts, but I think he's kind of nuts in a good way. I think of all the athletes who actually can handle it, there's only like 4, and he's one of them in the history of it. One of them is Mike Ditka, and Mike Ditka's dead. He could handle it. Wait a minute. Not Mike Ditka. He's alive. Dick Butkus.
Oh, he killed
it on
Ditka.
Twitter.
Oh,
and
no.
He's dead.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. I was like, that doesn't sound
poor
right. Mike Ditka's the coach.
He missed it.
You wouldn't make that mistake with Jerry Glanville.
Can I come I back? Can I come back from that?
Yeah.
Because apparently I'm the bad boy.
That's
Dick
what he
Butkus
does.
Can't, but could I?
Can already sense coming in hot a theme. Here's the thing. Kevin Durant is turning, he'll be 37
yeah.
coming up in September. There has been zero drop-off in his game. Zero. Look at the numbers. It's actually staggering. You just don't know about it because he's been in Phoenix. And they've been terrible. And he's playing with another good player in Devin Booker, and yet they can't even crack the playoffs. So clearly, it didn't work there. He's getting traded. No, I don't think it's going to be to Cleveland. I could make a case for why it could work out.
Why is that?
Well, it's just
Overall talent?
His shooting number. He just shot 43%.
Well, wait a minute. You just told me shooters weren't as important as they used to be.
This is a different guy.
Oh. I mean,
this is a guy who's done it in the playoffs. He's done it in the finals. He's outplayed LeBron in the finals. Like he has made some of the biggest shots during those NBA finals runs. Like, he's incredible. You can plop him into any lineup. He's going to give you that. I mean, no matter where he goes, he's going to be able to get, unlike some of the guys we've questioned whether or not they can actually step up in the playoffs, there's no questioning Kevin Durant. I mean, the guy is still a freak of nature. I just don't think with their second apron limitations, I just don't think there's any way they could actually make this work. They have to include multiple teams, and they can't do that because of the restrictions of the second apron. This is where the NBA might be making some of the offseason not as fun. Plus, then there's the Ishbia and Gilbert stuff. But make no mistake, like if you took out Darius Garland and plopped in Kevin Durant.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. Right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Yeah, I think we beat the Indiana Pacers last year. That's how good I think Kevin Durant still is.
I was laughing about something else. I'm sorry, because they hear it 30 seconds after I say it and they're going, who died? Mike Ditka is still with us, everybody. I tend to agree with you. I think it's still a pie in the sky. You know, you and I had that conversation when Giannis first said, it's like, okay, well, would you be willing to move on from Evan Mobley for Giannis Antetokounmpo? Okay, would you be willing to move on from Evan Mobley for Kevin Durant? Is that a no? I would assume that's a no because he's 37 years old.
Yeah, you're not
just making sure. I think it gets tougher and tougher. And so I keep coming back to the thought of, do you just want to get rid, not you, but everybody else. Do you just want to get rid of guys? Because it is such a major, major gamble. But I keep going back to this. You know, I know that there's been some consternation. I can't believe I'm going to say this. I hope people are recording it. I know what Chris had said over the weekend here on The Fan about Darius Garland has to go. And I know that there's been some people even within that organization kind of subtweeting him and things like that. You can't tell me he'd say that if he didn't know they weren't thinking of something. If they were totally, it is so easy in any professional sport to throw it out there, see where it sticks, and then turn right around and just say, no, the media runs with things, and use the media as some sort of boogeyman, as a stupid boogeyman. I don't think he's saying these things, Chris is, without actually knowing something could be afoot, that there could be a possibility. I mean, it takes two or three to tango in this league, that something could possibly happen with him. I don't think he'd just say, well, he has to go for this thing to all fit and work out. Something sticks out there. A conversation starts with Darius. I know that there was earlier this week that the Kings would be interested in him. I know they'd be interested in other teams, and what could you get back? There's a very few guys that I would know right off the rip. You would go, this is a done deal. This team's better than Indiana. But this season is just messing with me emotionally. And I think it's messing with a lot of fans emotionally. Because you watch Indiana, and I thought, man, I know we're better than Indiana. Now Indiana's up 2-1 in the series. Am I sure they're better than Indiana? Because you agreed with me a couple days ago, and now, hey, I'm listening to Afternoon Drive yesterday, and they're going, no, there's no way they could beat Indiana.
Anthony, do you trust that this Indiana team will be this Indiana team for the next 3 years?
No, I do not.
Like these players, right?
So, no, which is probably me sounding like everybody in Vegas who continually puts the Pacers as an underdog. They've only been favorites, I guess, in two of the games in the playoffs. Can you believe that, Kenny? They're two games away from championship. They've only been fit. So nobody, every game they win, it's like, yeah, but they're not going to do it again. And I've been part of it. Like I am, it's staggering to me what they are doing.
Like all of these role guys could just be on a heater. Like an epic heater, right?
At the same time. A month and a half.
We asked Tim Bontemps as the season was over, and then he kind of got into an argument with Lima about it. It was hot stuff. No, I think Indiana winning, I think can fool us about who we are. I think it can fool us to the ear. You know, if Jason Tatum would have been healthy, do they get the Knicks? Does the matchup then go for the Boston Celtics, and then do the Celtics get there? Because nobody would be surprised if the Celtics were in the finals and up 2-1 against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Like, things in the postseason can change things. Jason Tatum, better player than Darius Garland, more powerful player than Darius Garland. But then I still arrive. If he's able to walk and run in games 1 and 2, is there a different outcome? Is there a different outcome in game 2? Do they not even make it a possibility that that Tyrese Halliburton can hit that shot in game 2? Because if you bring that back to 1-1, I think it might be a little bit different there. I don't know. It's all speculative on something I can't prove.
The reason Owen's asking me that question, I'm guessing, is because you're wondering, do you overreact to what the Pacers are doing and their run? Or do you pay attention to the 3 straight years that the Cavs have kind of underperformed in the playoffs?
Well, I'm one that is ready to make some changes. I wanted to make changes last year, and we stayed the course. And whatever. They changed the head coach. But at the same time, the team's not bad. They won 64 games.
Yeah, they're really good.
They're going to mature more, right? The only one that's old is Donovan Mitchell, and he's not old.
Yeah.
So do you stay the course? I worry that, I mean, guys that I never knew of 3 weeks ago, I don't believe that they're going to be the new face of the league. So why are we making huge adjustments to bring in? I know Kevin Durant's good at basketball. He's old.
Yeah,
he is old.
And I don't want to make a rash decision on a guy that's going to play here for a year or two.
All right, 216-474-0092. Does it take something to move mountains that you would make a move with any one of these guys in the core four? Coming in hot, coming up at 9:45, and your anger and cynicism are directed at the wrong guy. That's at 9:02 on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.